Raise your hand if you're Unangan. Which means everybody raised their hand.
Yeah.
And the people all raise your hand. You might have a relative over there still. Yep, you might. And then when there was that fur rush, they had companies that came in to like take a bunch of seals for their fur. And far, far on the other side of the island, there's a hill called Hutchinson Hill. That's named after a company called Hutchinson Coal and Company.
Really?
Which also ran fur business on Commander Islands long, long time ago. So we have a hill on our island named after that company. Okay. Now, and in 1867, there was where we became separated. Cop kept me three times.
1867.
That's when we became Americans, separated from Russians. That's what happened. And Russia kept these islands. Which islands did they keep?
The Aleutian
Komandorsky Ostrova. Russia said, we're going to sell all these islands and these islands to America, but we're going to keep these. Komandorsky Ostrova. So they kept them. And thus began a separation. So for the next 20 years, while America was in charge, things went like this. Our culture weakened. People were not speaking their language. They were forgetting how to make ikyah and nechalah and clothing because they had money from furs to buy things. And those people with Hutchinson Coal and Company came in and said, oh, we'll sell you jewelry and liquor and flour. So things started to change and our culture went. So did Komandorsky Ostrov. The Unanga there, all of the Unanga cultures went down. And so did the fur seals. When did I say we went our separate ways?
1867.
Yes. Thus began 20 years of fur seal numbers going boom, 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 boom. Because they were killing fur seals at sea, stealing away on the islands, shooting them, anything to get the fur. Not like the harvest we have now.
And leave the meat.
What?
And they left the meat.
Yeah, even that. Didn't eat them. Oh. Didn't eat all of them. So, fur seals declined on Pribilov Ostrov and Komandorsky Ostrov until the Fur Seal Treaty of 1911. And it was an international treaty that protected fur seals. And the Unanga, our ancestors, all became protectors of fur seals by that law. Sadly, the people were not treated really well. But they became keepers and protectors of the fur seals. So let's see. Also, what Komandorsky Ostrov is doing now is they're reviving their culture. All of you are here. When we come in this classroom, we do believe in fairies. Right? I do believe in fairies. They're the fairies. Gonna make them now.
It's the good.
Matakuni. We try to speak the language. I don't know that our relatives on Komandorsky Ostrova, I think they have a few people speaking their language, but their language is similar to language on Atra, Nero Tunu. Not like the Kowalungim Tunu that we speak here on the Pribilofs. Okay, I'm going to.
What was D-Day made of?
Which, what was what?
D-Day made of?
I don't know, I'm not even there yet.